And good Thursday morning to you at 641, 73 degrees right here on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
And we want to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. Our next guest gets a gold star because she took the 6:30 in the morning interview slot. So
yes.
Round of applause.
She made it.
She's an early riser, and we love that.
We do.
So we're speaking with Rock Hill High School cross-country coach Roma Stutz. And you have got a 5K coming up yes. that the community can participate in. And Coach Roma, if you don't mind, you can bring that microphone a little closer to you. You go.
Okay.
All right. So first of all, let's explain to folks, if we can, what we're talking about when we mention cross-country.
Okay, so cross-country is the runners train for 5Ks. But typically the courses are in, you know, fields, trails. There's, you know, some road, but it's more, you know, open running. It's not a road race.
Okay, so we're familiar with, like, track, right, where you
yeah.
run around the oval. And we're familiar with road races. Our community
right.
has many of them.
Yes.
So this takes that the mileage, but puts it in a different landscape.
Exactly.
Okay. So what's your team made up of? A lot of do you have a lot of seniors? Is it a young group? How young can you run? Talk a little bit, frame up your team for us.
Okay, so we have a young group. I have two seniors this year. I have a lot of ninth graders. Students can join cross country when they're in the seventh grade, so they can go to whichever school that they're going to be zoned for. And so this year, it's a fairly small team. I've been coaching for 4 years. I've got, I'm expecting maybe 30 this year.
And, wow, that's still a good size.
Yeah. And they're enthusiastic. I've got a really good group this year. They're worker bees. And, you know, like on the track, I see everybody. I can control what everybody's doing. I can tell these kids, you know, go out and run, you know, I'll see you in 40 minutes, you know, do this, you know, and I can trust that they'll do it. And then I follow them around on my bike just to make sure they can do it.
Make sure they're not taking a detour to the ice cream shop. Or
that's a cross-country thing. It's like, what can I get away with? But no, they're great.
Oh, so do the girls compete against the girls, the guys compete against the guys, and that's not a political thing. Are the races broken up like that?
Most of them okay. are. If it's a small dual meet, we might run everybody together. And then in the larger meets, they break it up into varsity and JV. But unlike other sports, varsity is very fluid. With cross country, it's typically your top seven, your fastest seven run varsity.
Wow.
So it can change. So they're competing. Like my top runner last year, my top girl runner is a seventh grader.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So
that's incredible.
So what timing are we talking about for that young lady? What she would finish a 5K?
I think her PR was like 21 and some change last year.
That's 21 minutes.
Yes.
So that's a
that hurts my heart.
Yeah.
And the average mile is what?
Yeah.
About six and some change.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Now, I know, Lucas, you're a runner. Do you fit in with that seventh grader?
No. But I did run a 5K, and I finished in 2055.
That's good.
So I would have barely beat a seventh grader, and given my age, we're not going to say
right.
what that is.
Yeah.
But you're out there doing it, right, Coach?
Right.
Celebrate the victories when you can.
Yes.
How are you scored in cross country?
Okay, so you usually have seven. Well, say it's a varsity race, and the top five runners score. So it depends on your place. Okay. And so
just timing the best time and who comes in first?
Actually, yeah, it's scored based on your place, not your time.
Oh, place. Okay.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
makes sense now.
Gotcha. So. We're speaking with Rock Hill High School cross-country coach Roma Stutz, and we're talking about her team, but more importantly, about a 5K, a community 5K.
Yes.
It's going to take place on August the 20th. It's going to raise funds for the cross-country program, but also for Back the Pack.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that relationship.
It's actually been a learning process for me. I've been interested in Back the Pack, and, you know, I thought that would be, since it's at all the local schools, if we're going to do a community 5K, we'll give back to the schools. And it's a program that they provide food for Typically, you know, free and reduced lunch students, and they might not have access to food, but you know, they get fed breakfast and lunch at school, and then when they go home for the weekend, they might not have anything available until Monday. So this is a program that sends the kids home with some food so that they'll, you know, have something to eat over the weekend.
And they do it in such a respectful manner.
Yeah, it's very low key.
Yeah.
It's like at my school, they just kind of have it like on the way to the bus in the afternoon. And it's just, you know, very unobtrusive. You can just go by and yeah.
We love our back to school folks and just the hearts behind it and getting the youth involved, the high schoolers to participate and help pack these bags and give back to their own peers. That's incredible. And to do this for a good cause with the 5K community cross-country race, is it really a race? If I participated and I'm far in the caboose, is it a race or is it just coming together?
You know, the thing about cross-country is that it's all a race. I mean,
oh,
you
boy.
Know, you're going to have the kids that come in first every time, but all the kids, they know their numbers. They know their PR. And, you know, I'll tell them, you know, like you're your biggest competitor. You want to get better as you go. And I've seen races where, you know, even the last two to come in, they're fighting for that finish. So, yeah, it's all, no matter where you are in the pack, you're going to get something out of it.
Oh, great. Great. So what are the details for the Community 5K on Saturday, August the 20th? Where do we sign up now? What time is it? Where do we need to go?
Okay, so we're going to meet on the track at Rock Hill High at 8 o'clock. I have the URL, but you can just, if you just Google Bearcat Community 5K 2022, it'll pop up. But we'll meet on the track, and we're actually going to run our cross-country course.
Oh, cool.
So people that come out will get to see what our kids do when they race.
That's great.
And it's kind of it's one of the more difficult courses in the region. It's not bad. You should come. Definitely run. But
well, you want to make it challenging for those who
yes.
do run, but
right.
you also want to make it inviting for those like Alex who
yes.
might be
yeah.
new to running.
And you can walk. I mean, you don't have to run. But you start on the track. You run around the practice fields. There's a area that's wooded. It's a nice little stroll through the woods.
Oh,
and then there's the parking lot part. And then you do it. So it's basically a figure eight loop.
I guess the goal, obviously, is to raise awareness about your program.
Right.
It's also to raise awareness about Back the Pack, but
yes.
it's also to bring the community together.
Exactly, yeah. We want parents and friends and just, you know, anybody that's interested to come out and, you know, join with us and check out our course, learn about our sport.
Oh, well, we appreciate what you all are doing there at Rock Hill High School as part of the cross-country team. Get out there and support the Community 5K Saturday, August the 20th. It's going to raise funds once again for the Rock Hill High School cross-country program as well as for Back the Pack, a program right here in the Rock Hill School District.